I've got 5 or 6 real blow-ups coming that could rock everybody. One of them, though, right immediately, is the economic one. Another's Vietnam, another's the Dominican Republic one, and so on and so forth. But the economic one is the rough one. And we can't send a tax bill too late. It, of course, has to go to the House first. Nobody's for a tax bill. But if it looks like my estimates are going to be a $4 billion deficit for 67, and you all add $4 billion to it, that makes 8. And then if the war goes on stepped-up clip as it's going now, we ran $700 million over in the month of March, and it looks like they've got 10,000 trucks coming in there instead of 4, and they're bringing lots of extra people in to try to shove us out quick. It's not inconceivable McNamara could go $15 billion over, but at least a minimum of, say, 8 or 10, and we'd have to have a supplemental, I'd guess, at least 5 or 6. Now, we can't tell about that. All of those things are imponderables, but if you can see it's 4 and 4 and, say, 8, you've got a $16 billion deficit. Everything looks like it's going through the roof. A gross national product, it looked like that it would be 717 to 727. It's running between 730 and 40 now, and no telling where it'll go. I talked to George Meany 2 hours yesterday, and all of his people are not doing any thinking. They're just ready to get anything they can. Business is pretty well already getting that. Their profits, they're unbelievable high, 80-some-odd billion before taxes. Never in the history of the world anything close to it. So labor's got a legitimate complaint to get a part of that profit. So we face up to it this morning in the Civil Service Committee that Monroney is there. Ford had told me at one of these leadership meetings one time that he would never support anything above the guidelines, and he would put all of his force in line. But he didn't do it. They told me, the labor organizations, they would stay within the guidelines, but they broke their commitment for the committee. Monroney, it's not too much over it if they had the date right, 30, 40 million, and we had indication that his committee might cut it back. Now, though, this question has arisen. Mendel Rivers has put in a bill for all the military. We didn't recommend it, didn't put it up. We just gave him one 7 months ago. And we just gave the civilian one 7 months ago. We've given one every year I've been president. So they're getting in heat, and they want it every second. And they all got political punch and power. When I didn't recommend the pay raise last year, I got a vote of 349-1. I just got one Republican for me. So it's being marked up today in Mike Monroney's committee. The big issue at stake is whether the pay raise goes into effect in effect immediately, or rather if they get through the conference July the 1st, or whether it goes into effect January the 1st. The difference is roughly $500 million. They've gone sometimes 3 and 4 years without a pay raise. There's no reason we ought to be as loose and sleeping with everybody in town as we ought to. But if we haven't got the votes, well, if nobody stands up and nobody slugs them, well, we just got to do it. Now, Rivers is Bill. He was good enough, I think, on account of Russell being rather restrained. He just gave me hell about having any pay raise, and I told him I'd like not to have one, but I couldn't. They were passing it over my veto. I think Russell's had some influence on Rivers, and he's got in his bill that his military pay raise follows exactly the civilian pay raise and goes into effect the same day. So if they would follow what we've recommended, namely the guidelines, which is pretty close to the House bill, within $30 million, they cut it back this morning, and put it in effect January the 1st, we could live with it, and we could save $500 million, but that's not what's important. If this $500 million goes through, Meany's outfit, if they break the guidelines and you get a 3.2 on 7 months, that means a 6 point on a year. So then the carpenters want 6, and they say Johnson approved it for the federal employees. Now, these people in little towns like Johnson City just giving me hell about what our teachers are getting and what our postmasters and what our rural care is, because none of them get that much. But these city folks are different, and I can't do it by myself. I talked to Dirksen. He said, you can be sure I'm not going to let get out of this Senate any substantial increases over your budget. We can't hold these press conferences and say we're against it and then do it. But I thought most of that is conversation. When the GI Bill comes along, everybody gets in line. But he has said that they're really going to do it. And I've been relying on the Republicans to try to hold this thing, because I went from 99 to 113, and that is the biggest increase that any president ever made in his budget in 1 year, except in wartime, except in World War II or something like that, where they had all the planes. But that is the biggest. Now, I don't know what you can do about it. Mike told the budget that he might be able to put it over until Tuesday. I thought the best strategy would be is for you, if you felt disposed to, and you didn't, you could, or you felt you would want to. I don't want to shove you, and I just want to give you my problem and let you do what you give me your advice. If you could say to Mike, don't mark this thing up today, don't finish it, keep out the basic issue until Tuesday, then maybe we could get this committee, maybe Democrats, or maybe with you, or maybe down here, or maybe get Democrats and Republicans, say to them, we're not going to schedule it, or say to them, if you thought it's wise, I'll veto it. If I could get any support on sustaining it, I don't want to get all the federal employees mad at me. Primarily my congressman. I'm not running, don't expect to, but I just don't want to. I got courage to do it, but I just don't think it's wise. So maybe we could do it between now and Tuesday, to the point where we could stiffen them. Now, they tell me there's not a man on that committee that's not almost dish rag on this question. They say Frank Carlson just goes along with whatever they want. Now, there's my big problem. The first thing is, it's not so much civilian, we could endure it. But then it means military. And it's not so much civilian military, that's a half a billion, that's bad. But it's the whole damned economy. And it could be 40 billion. Now, that is my number one problem. The number two problem is I think you're going to really terribly affect our whole foreign policy and our intelligence setup if we start a damned investigation of the CIA like you got up here with foreign relations. I think you'd be the end of it. I don't know what you can do, but I wish you could find some solution to Russell and Fulbright. I don't want to get in it. I haven't talked to either one of them, but it just looks like to me, Russell's told my people, it means the end of the CIA. And they go back and get an item 10 years ago, and something happened in 55. They print it, and every night the communist propaganda does nothing but just talk about what we're doing, CIA, which our own people feed, which is most of the time not true at all. And if we are dirty linen, I've got some bad relatives in my past, I guess you have, and I don't know what good we do by just washing it all if we could. And this McCarthy, I've been listening to the radio every 30 minutes, and what he's saying over it, and it's really cutting us to pieces, and I think it's going to affect us. If we could get those men in your office and lock them up some way and find some solution to where they could agree, it would be awfully helpful. Now, if it can, I think we'll abolish CIA, and I think it's really going to hurt us in a good many places. Now that's happening to us all over the world because our big buddies, the Hartkes, McCarthys, are making these. They don't make measured statements. They just leave the impression of this and that. I just leave those two things for you to do whatever you can do. And If you let me know, I will call Monroney. I haven't called him. I don't want to be calling around without your knowing it. I didn't get this myself until I just placed the call. But Schultz is rather desperate, and McNamara says that we're going overboard because we're adding all these people. And everyone we add, when we add these wages, we never can cut a man back. And even if we just have a little standing group, it's going to be so damned expensive. And, of course, he can't stop Rivers and Russell. If the rural carrier gets it, they make the boy in GI and Vietnam get it.
Well, let me look into it, and I'll give you a call back.
Thank you, Mike.